each of Chaz's compliments about how gorgeous she looked. The evening before came tumbling back to her. The phone call from the Denver nightclub, the one she'd sung in for the last 2 years. Just another in a long line of lost singing gigs that she'd hoped to secure for after the baby was born. She was a good singer. Audiences loved her, and she'd never missed a single gig. She'd always dreamed of being offered a record deal. Now it seemed as if her pregnancy changed everything. Like she had a tattoo on her forehead that read, "Don't hire me! I'll have a baby soon, and it'll make me unreliable." She'd cried for 20 minutes, blaming herself, the baby, and even Chaz. Later she realized she hadn't really meant a word of it. She'd just been overwhelmed. Chaz had stuck right beside her, calm and empathetic, and she'd fallen for every one of his lines about how sexy and beautiful she looked and how wonderful of a mother she'd be. He'd reeled her right into his loving, secure arms and whisked those worries away. "Look at me. That's it. No more sleeping naked." She ran her hands along the pockets of flesh that had somehow gathered above her waist. "Jesus, I have love handles?" She'd been a size 5 since she was a teenager. How could she have love handles? Babies grew in the uterus, not above the hip bones. What the hell is this all about? She patted her blonde hair into submission, sort of, brushed her teeth, and then grabbed one of Chaz's t-shirts from his dresser drawer before returning to bed. Kaylee lay on her back, her legs bent at the knees. She restrained herself from feeling the love handles that now seemed to silently taunt her. Just knowing they were there was making her cranky. She felt her chest tighten and clenched her fingers around the edges of Chaz's shirt. Chaz curled into her, his knees tucked under hers and his arm across her narrow hips, below her enormous belly. He rested his head on her shoulder, and she listened to his breathing, each breath calming her nerves a little bit more. She felt so safe when she was with Chaz. No wonder she hadn't put on clothes last night. She believed anything that came out of his mouth. "Want to think about names?" he whispered. "We agreed not to." When Kaylee first learned she was pregnant, they decided not to find out the gender of the baby. There were so few real surprises in life that they wanted the birth of their baby to be one of those moments that really grabbed them by their hearts in a way that nothing else ever could. For that reason, and with her doctor's permission, she'd had only one sonogram. She wasn't a high-risk pregnancy, and she was so young that her doctor saw no reason to have more. Kaylee had been relieved. The idea of lying on the table with her baby on that screen, close enough to reach out and touch, would have been too hard to turn away from. Kaylee was also adamant about not trying out names before it was born. She'd never understood how a child could have a name before the parents had met it. What if a Charles was really a Michael? It would be hard to change the name to fit the personality or looks of a baby if they'd been calling it Charles for 9 months. She and Chaz were so much alike. They agreed on almost everything, and Kaylee had dated enough men to know just how lucky she was. She closed her eyes, thinking about the things she had to do today. She was meeting her older sister, Danica, and her mother, whom she hadn't seen in, gosh, a year. Had it really been that long? Guilt settled in around her. Her mother was once such a big part of her life. But ever since she found out that her mother had stayed with her father after learning of his affair, she no longer saw her mother in the same light. The strong woman she thought she knew seemed weak and almost pathetic. Now that Kaylee was going to be a mother, she found herself thinking of her own mother more often. But she had no idea how to handle the anger and disappointment she felt toward her. Once again, she tucked away these uncomfortable thoughts about her mother. They were too difficult to deal with right then. She had other pressing issues that she could not ignore.